Then there is the perception, the form, and there is the, one could almost say that this is a limited analogy, no analogies are that great, but you could say there's the canvas on which the perception is painted. There's a background of spacious stillness. That's yourself. That's the consciousness that you are, formless. Not the conditioned consciousness that is the forms in your mind, thoughts. They are there too. But simply being able to sense that which underlies whatever you perceive or think or feel. Gurdjieff put it in the Russian teacher who lived at the beginning of the 20th century, put it like he called it self-remembrance. And of course that can be misinterpreted as if you had to think about, okay, let me remember who I am. My name is such and such. And no. He meant to remember, not even to remember, words are never right. To know the knower, to know who knows this. Who, in a dream, let's say you dream, and then you wake up and say, it was only a dream, it was unreal. Of course, it wasn't totally unreal, because something within the forms that arose in the dream must have been there to enable these forms to exist. There must have been a consciousness in which this dream unfolded. And so, in other words, there must have been a dreamer of the dream as the consciousness in which it happened. And that is the timeless and formless dimension without which forms would not exist. And so our normal existence is very much like a dream, because just like a dream, everything dissolves fairly quickly. Every situation, everything is, and even the seemingly solid reality that surrounds us is not really that solid. First of all, there's nothing solid, it just appears solid, it's just energy fields in motion, and they're not going to remain in that form for very long. If you could look more deeply, you could see everything is already dissolving. It's a temporary, it comes into form and dissolves. The bodies that are sitting here are already dissolving. Even this table, it looks, if we look in 200 years, it'll still look more or less the same. But if we could speed up on camera what happens to this room over a period of 3,000 years, which is very little on a global scale, then you would see that even all seemingly solid objects are crumbling. And within 1 minute, you would see everything becoming dust and then disappearing.